reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the second hour of the weekend edition of the Cortland Economics Report. I'm Al Cortland. Appreciate you joining me. Jeff Pontius on the line with me right now. Jeff is the designated spokesman since he's one of the co-founders of the company. He probably ought to be a designated spokesman for International Tower Hill Mines. As you all know, International Tower Hill Mines, in the interest of full disclosure, is a sponsor on our website, point number one. Point number two, it's also a company that I am invested in. I invested in International Tower Hill Mines last fall after I had visited the property in Alaska. And, I gave my typical 3 days notice before I bought the stock. Some interesting things have happened with ITH, that being the symbol. Perhaps the most interesting thing is that they continue to go on ahead towards, an economic assessment. They have a huge, huge property up in Alaska. The general feeling, and Jeff, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think that this is a pretty accurate number. You guys have somewhere in the neighborhood of 20 million ounces of gold on the Live and Good deposit. Is that correct?
Yeah, we have in current resource that we have in our 43-101, there's just a little under 21 million ounces outlined right now in measured, indicated, and inferred status.
Well, the thing that impressed me and one of the reasons I bought stock in the company, aside from the management, and the sheer size of the asset, is the infrastructure is, it's obviously not totally in place for, to start a mine. I mean, but there's great infrastructure in terms of roads right there, to the immediate access. There's power. They have a camp already, a very large camp that is not really, a temporary tent-type situation, but it's a very permanent camp, very large, sophisticated camp. What I'm interested in talking about, Jeff, right now is you came out with a press release earlier this week, specifically on the 19th of June, where you provided a general update on the activities that were going on at Live and Good. I'd like you to go over those for us, if you would, because we do have a number of listeners who are shareholders in International Tower Hill Mines.
Yeah, Al, as you know, the markets have not been really kind to resource companies here over the last few months, but ITH really is in a unique situation where we have a very large gold asset here that would be, a very large mine for any of the major producers that we have out there right now in the gold sector. And that, as you say, the project is uniquely located 70 miles north of Fairbanks with good infrastructure, paved highway right to the site, right along a utility corridor that we can bring grid power in. So all of the key aspects of developing a very large gold deposit are really there. The project is it's a big low-grade gold deposit, but it does create a very attractive financial return for that using $1,300 gold, so gold substantially below where we are today. And when we look at that, we see how are we going to take that forward. We've talked about in the past that we had a PEA. We were going to go to a pre-feasibility study based on a fairly complex extraction plan, which included flotation and a variety of other things to get the gold out. What we've seen as part of this update we put out is that we have an opportunity now, it looks like, for possibly a simpler processing method and achieve at least or maybe even better gold recoveries than we have in the proposed PEA. Now, we were going to publish this pre-feasibility on the PEA-type system. We've advanced many pieces of this puzzle, really, to the level that they're at feasibility level now. So we're going to be able to move directly to feasibility. And as part of a cost-savings initiative, we are going to bypass that pre-feasibility phase so that we can save some time and some money on that and go directly to feasibility. And we should be in the fall, in late September, being able to put out the plan that will see many of the key components into the feasibility, i.e. how we're going to get the gold out of the rock. Initially, right now, we have data back on the gravity piece of this that looks very good with good good gravity extractions, which really helps out on the cost side. And if we can go with a process that we term whole ore cyanidization of the grinding product, then we can simplify the process. So we'll be looking for that information coming here in the fall, and that will really set the stage for the feasibility study. The reason the feasibility study is key for us is that is the document that we will then go to permitting with. And that's very important for us to get going on the permitting piece of this. I mean, we have a great situation where the deposit happens to be in. It's in the United States. It's in Alaska. Both places have very strong tenure. We're going to probably own this deposit, you know, long, long, long time into the future. So when we look at that, that's a great aspect, but you do have to go through the environmental permitting requirements in the state of Alaska and the United States. And those are rigorous, and we'll go through those. Many companies have been through them, and they've developed projects in these areas. And we'll be going through those, but we'll have to go through all those steps. So we want to start that process as soon as possible. So that's why we're very focused on this feasibility study and looking at these key components where small changes in those can have big impacts on our current economics for the project. And so far, the data we're getting back looks quite encouraging, and I think we're going to have a very good project when we get to that feasibility phase.
Jeff, I got a question for you. In terms of capital, how much money in the bank right now?
We have about $30 million in the bank right now, and that is we've looked at and we've implemented a large cost savings program here. It's what we're doing is deferring some work that doesn't need to be done for the feasibility study so we can start down this permitting path until later on. And so that will enable us to basically get through this year. Now, to fully complete this and move it forward, we are going to have to raise some money in the future. And so, you know, we'll probably look to realistically look to some of our big shareholders for that, who have been very encouraging with us and really like where we're going with the project. So I think we have a bit of a backstop there.
I'd like some commentary, if you would. We've got about 2 minutes left here. Just some general commentary on the permitting process for Life and Good in terms of degree or lack thereof of difficulty.
Yeah, well, it's keep in mind, we're in a place that's a designated mining area.
I know.
It's designated that by the state, by the local governments in the area. We have great support in the city of Fairbanks, which is really a mining town. They've got Fort Knox right down the road from us, which has been a great corporate member of the community. So mining is seen as in our region, as a good industry and one that is helpful to the business. What we will do is as soon as we get the feasibility done, we'll go through what we call sort of a socialization process or an engagement process with the regulators. We'll propose our plan to them. We'll look and see if they have any input on that. And really what we want to do is, with the regulators and the stakeholders in the areas, answer any of their key questions so that if we need to redesign something or provide some mitigation, we do that before we start down the EIS process. And then we'll go through the EIS process. That's about 24 to 30 months long it takes for independent review of the project by the federal government, most likely, and then that process will then culminate at the end in what's called a record of decision by the local federal agency, and then at that point in time we'll be starting to be granted our permits for a mining project. So it's going to take a while for us to actually get this done, but it's a good aggressive timeline that we've got right now for permitting, and certainly seems achievable by us. We have a Class A team in Fairbanks that has been through this before. They're extremely knowledgeable guys, and they certainly can get this done for us.
Well, I have no doubt that they can. That's a forward-looking statement, though, I have to say. Remember, you guys, this is not investment advice. Stick around. Big Al's going to be right back.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, June 22, 2012. Gold opened this morning at 1570.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for 1601.27, 805.14 for a half ounce, or 402.57 for a quarter ounce. That's 1601.27, 805.14, and 402.57.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at HerbalHealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonicsin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Got Ron Hera with me, as promised. Hera Research, LLC. It's a great newsletter. Ron, we had an interesting thing happen yesterday, rather early in the morning. It was announced that the French leaders, for lack of better terms, had agreed to some type of plan to save the euro. Specifically, they agreed to a growth plan that was worth 1% of the European bloc GDP. I don't mean the French leaders. I stand corrected on that. I mean the leaders of Germany, Italy, France, and Spain. Merkel's comment on that was that we need more Europe, and so, you know, they're going to do whatever they can to save this situation. I think it's bullish for gold. Let's get your read on this, if you don't mind.
Well, I agree it's bullish for gold, and I think that the 130 billion euro package they're talking about is partly a subsidy for German exports, but also necessary because you have recession and or depression, for example, in Greece.
Yep. It's a sad situation, you know, and as you and I were talking off the air, it's a situation that really doesn't have any resolution, any apparent resolution anyway, other than kicking the can down the road, huh?
I agree. I think it's an ironic situation because Germany, having learned a painful lesson in the 20s from
sure.
hyperinflation, is now trapped in an inflationary spiral. If the euro breaks apart, the other European currencies compared with the Deutschmark would be much weaker, and it would harm German exports. So they're essentially trapped in the euro, and therefore they're committed to keeping the euro intact. But at the same time, the European nations are over-indebted. Greece, as I mentioned, is in a depression. And there's the rules of the road right now are that banks can't fail because, first of all, you have a pile of OTC derivatives,
mm-hmm.
Which would cause a global panic. And second of all, the sovereigns need to borrow from those European banks, which have all just been downgraded, incidentally.
Yeah.
So at the same time, the sovereigns have to borrow from those banks. So the ECB has no choice but to bail those banks out. And the banks have no choice but to lend to the sovereigns. So it really is an inflationary spiral, and Germany's trapped in it.
How long do you think it's going to be before the whole world is trapped in it? I see that happening sooner rather than later. And, you know, from what I know about economics, you know, which is, you know, one time was a fair amount, fundamentally there's really no way to get your way out of this. And it would appear that the only solution at this moment in time is for the world basically to throw its collective hands in the air and just say, you know, we're going to start over. That would be... you know, I mean, if the leaders had the fortitude to do that, you know, and I would think that would be the only solution. And I have to, you know, since we talk about hard assets on this program, I have to say that regardless of how this thing plays out, I'm really glad that I own physical gold and silver, man.
Yeah, I agree. I think, you know, von Mises really nailed it when he said that, you know, when you have a credit boom that goes too far,
yeah.
Either you have to abandon further credit expansion or you'll have a catastrophe of the currency system.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what's happening. And, you know, the politicians have no, I mean, there is no political will to really address the causes of the problem. What we have are a series of shorter and shorter term decisions kicking the can down the road, and the can is getting heavier and it's not going as far.
Yeah. It's very definitely getting heavier, and it's very definitely not going as far. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see the time frame on how long it takes for all of this to play out. My guess is we're getting pretty close to the, for lack of better terms, the eye of the storm when this thing is going to really is going to take a very, very different, and I think possibly a very, very nasty direction. And I'd love to be a mouse sitting in the corner and listening to what's going on these meetings, because I have to tell you, you know, whether it's a meeting of all of the world leaders or whether it's a meeting of just the European community or whether it's a meeting of, you know, just the economic brain trust, for lack of better terms, and I use the word brain trust very loosely here in the United States, there's an awful lot of discussion going on things that I think are not being relayed in the press. And, I mean, to say that we're seeing, you know, we're seeing history right now, I mean, that's an obvious, ridiculous statement because history is history, but I think that we are seeing a great, what will be viewed as a very, very important moment in history right now. And I have to say, you know, in spite of the fact that, you know, one day this week gold dropped over 40 points, the gold market yesterday seemed to be a little non-directional, and I say that because I think there's some real confusion out there right now. I have to say, in the long run, I think that gold and silver bugs are going to be the people who are going to be okay in this situation. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that there's a lot of issues there. I mean, first of all, what's happening now is history unfolding before our eyes, and we're caught in the grip of history. But history is viewed as a series of events by those who look back on history, whereas for those of us living through it, it actually can be a very long, drawn-out process. For example, the Great Depression was more than a decade, depending on what dates you like. But certainly, in terms of hard assets, that is the ultimate insurance, because it doesn't ultimately matter what happens to currencies or financial markets if you own unencumbered, in other words, free and clear hard assets, whether that's land or gold or, you know, theoretically even fine art. But certainly that is the best way, in my opinion, to protect your wealth.
You know, it's interesting. When I was just a young kid, I remember a friend of mine's father, who was, this guy was very active in the real estate market, and he made a fair amount of money in real estate. And we were having a conversation one day that I'll never forget. He said, "You know, Al," he said, "you're big in the stock market." And I said, "Yeah." And he said, "Well, you know," he said, "I want to tell you something. When it rains, I'm not going to get wet, but you very well might." And I thought to myself, you know, that's a simplistic way to put it. But, you know, I think in terms of hard assets, if it's at all possible for listeners out there to do it, I would have to say, you know, get your dwelling paid off, and because, you know, you need shelter. And then, you know, get some precious metals, because you know what? There is going to be the potential of having a barter system sooner rather than later is very, very possible. And I'll tell you, along those lines, I think that silver rounds are the best thing to have, and I also think that the gold is a very important thing to have. You know, it's interesting, in the final segment of this show, we're going to be chatting with Chris Temple, and Chris is going to talk a little bit about some of the local currencies that are popping up around the United States that are quite frankly working very, very effectively. Ron, one last question. When did you become, I mean, you were a very successful guy down in Silicon Valley and decided to change direction. When did that happen? And real quick, why did that happen?
Well, it happened because of the dot-com bubble and the dot-com crash of 2000. And I was on the enterprise software side of the software business. And, you know, I was never really a strong believer in the dot-com stocks. But I lost a lot of money in the stock market, along with everybody else, when the crash did occur. And so that really gave me pause. I mean, it made me think about what wealth is, because you have all these numbers that you see in your brokerage account and, all these shares of stocks that you think they're, the future is so bright, there's all these hockey stick sort of stock charts going on.
Right.
And it turns out that's all illusory, and it's mainly fabricated or manufactured through monetary phenomena.
And that's exactly what's happening right now. Ron Hera, thank you so much. Stick around, you guys. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMics.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMics.com, spelled just like it sounds, StunGunMics.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMics.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMics.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my Inc. magazine best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire, because more Americans than ever are worried about having enough money in retirement, frustrated with losses in their 401ks or mutual funds, and upset about skyrocketing government debt and being ravaged by taxes. The Wall Street casino has recently had all the previous gains of 2012 wiped out. And after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed several years ago, I said enough. Since then, I discovered an IRS-approved way to safely grow my money 12 to even 17%, cut taxes dramatically, but also have my money protected when the next crash comes. Call 888-885-8820 to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to safely grow their wealth. Call 888-885-8820. Get your free book right now at 888-885-8820.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. Big Al is here with Peter Grandich. You know, we're going to talk about something in the next two segments that I think is very, very important, and that is, you know, this show is based on hard assets. We have political overtones to it. Occasionally we have religious overtones to it. But, you know, we don't really talk about what is the foundation of life. And the foundation of life really is not how much money you have. The foundation of life really has nothing to do with how successful you are in the business world. The foundation of life really has to do, and this is what allows people to sleep at night, your core values, okay? By core values, I mean things like your family values, your religious values, other moral values. If you have those, you can weather any storm that you possibly want. Pete is a really good example of that. Pete has been through hard times and easy times, okay? And I would maintain that the way that Pete shifted from a bad situation personally to a very, very positive situation is because he got back to core values. Not only certainly philosophically, but the guy practices what he preaches, and we can all learn from him. Pete, let's hear about that.
Well, I think what it would be is to describe that while I was the CEO, chairman, and president of the Me, Myself, and I Society, and, you know, turning the Ten Commandments into the Ten Suggestions, there was a time when money was my God.
Mm-hmm.
absolutely. Even family came second, my wife and daughter. Through ups and downs, battles, much of that, thankfully, was washed out. And only through the mercy of God, and people always say, you know, I wish God would be fair. We don't want God to be fair because he's fair. None of us would be around. But he's very merciful, and through his mercy, I was able to come out the other side and pretty much be about 180 degrees different than I was 10 or 15 years ago.
So what, so what are you doing right now, Pete?
Well, as I say, through that, what really became involved in, well, I decided, and I'm not here to tell anybody else, I'm just telling about myself, but I decided, and I decided to accept the Bible as a manual for life, not as some religious, you know, thou shalt not do this and that, but just a manual. Because whether or not it is the Word of God or just a bunch of stories that somebody made up, whoever did make it up had some really smart thinking in it. And so I tried to ground myself in it. And one of the ways you ground yourself in it is there's a section, 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 7. It says, God loves a cheerful giver. And what I found was the lower I went with people who had less means, I found them to be on average much more cheerful, which was really weird because, you know, at the time I was trying to surround myself with very wealthy people. I was a financial advisor, so I wanted to be around those people to get their business, et cetera. And I found them to be on average far more unhappy, despite the riches of the world, that I found when I got involved in ministry work and involved with people that were literally just living paycheck to paycheck or what some people would view as meager lives. And I found I'm far more average, despite the difficulties of meeting the day-to-day needs, that they were far more happier people. And one of the things I found with people of less means, on average, clearly, they give more than wealthier people. And there's a story in the Bible about, you know, God is showing the lady with just the two coins versus all the people giving from excess. And what I found in everyday life in that was is that the more you gave, the more happy you were, just as the more you forgive. Forgiveness is not really for the people you're forgiving, but for yourself. It frees yourself. So it was that type of change of life and trying to give more than get, which I really think worked for me.
Interesting. All right, let's talk a little bit about your ministry. Let's talk about what you're doing in the realm of professional athletics, Pete.
Well, in a separate business that I have in New Jersey, I set up a model to where a potential athletic client of ours could talk to retired athletes who pretty much went through what they're going through and tell them about the pitfalls. Almost all of my entire board have been humbled in some way. Mm-hmm. They had, you know, they've been on the top of the mountain and they've come down the other side. And so there too, whether it's spiritual or not, they've been able to share about the mistakes of trying to make the riches of the world. You know, again, just for Christians that choose to believe it, there's a saying where Jesus said, you've got to be in the world, but not of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, at one time I was of the world.
Right.
We still all have to learn to live together. One of the things we have to do is to respect others, including those that not only believe in different things, but don't even believe in what we believe in. And the worst thing to do is to try to force on them what we believe. I believe in the end, people will see more and be interested as they see you in action versus in words.
Right.
You know, beats are the most important thing. And so in the ministry work and with athletes, athletes have an ability to get people into a room that most other professions can't. And then when they share their many times heartache stories, people realize, A, they put on their pants one leg at a time, too. And two, they realize that people, what they think are living a better life, have many of the same struggles that they have.
Give me some examples of, now you're working with the New York Giants, correct, primarily?
Yeah. My during the season, I actually sit down and do Bible study with members of the Giants and then do or go to many of the chapels. And there's an interesting thing. You know, my partner who I started my business with was on the first two Giants Super Bowl teams, and he likes to tell these young guys that the NFL stands for not for long. And, you know, the average career is only 3.1 years. And one of the things to try to install in them is they are really role models.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that Charles Barkley line that he's not a role model is not true.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with the territory. One thing if I can get across to any professional athlete, forgetting about money matters, is to them to recognize whether they like it or not, they're role models, and there's many, many children trying to emulate them. So if they do something wrong, they're actually hurting those children, and if they do something right, they're helping them. And I think that's where athletes can be most beneficial to the younger community by the example that they set. And one quick thing before you run out of time. I just want people to notice, for every bad story you hear, because we do hear bad stories about athletes, I want you to know I can give you 10 good stories that don't make the papers on what some athletes are doing. Not all of them, almost less than half actually do the right thing, but those that do the right thing do it in a powerful and moving way.
Who are some of the folks you work with?
Well, I won't talk about clients, but I'll tell you some of the, you know, the names that people would know now. For the Giants, I my hero on the Giants and a friend and someone who I think emulates his life both on and off the field is Justin Tuck.
Mm-hmm.
Justin is a great kid. Hakeem Nicks, who's single, who could come to my house and knock on my door and be more than welcome to take out my daughter because of the gentleman and the caring heart that he has.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, from the retired standpoint, you know, I got the super honor of coming great friends with my all-time sports hero, and that was the great Joe Klecko that was part of the New York Jet Sack Exchange back in the 70s and 80s.
Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm not mistaken, also a friend of mine, a former NHL hockey player, is on your board of directors, and he put out a he's very vocal about the fact that he's on that, and that would be the fellow Jeff...
Jeff Courtnell.
Jeff Courtnell, yeah.
Jeff is a wonderful for the people based in Vancouver.
Yeah, he's a great
guy.
He's
trying to turn his life over now. He knows the mistakes he's made in the past, and he wants to see others that haven't done it. And I very much enjoyed and happy that he recently joined our
body. Oh, I'm very happy to be involved in one of the companies that that he is involved in. You know, I think the thing that I've learned from chatting with Pete over the years and from what he discussed in this particular interview today is that you really have to make a difference. You know, you have to do everything that you possibly can to make that difference. It's not all about making all the money that you possibly can. It's all about helping humanity. I mean, it's no question whatsoever that society is going to go down the drain unless more and more people don't come up with this philosophy. We can't be selfish. We can't just be concerned about ourselves. We have to be concerned about ourselves, our families, our friends, etc. And if we do that, we have to take action to help them. And if we do that, the world is going to be so much of a better place. We need to get back to basic values.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste your time. Instead, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client, and you can become a client right now. We've settled millions of dollars in tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking at your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws, and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 1-800-685-9751. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-685-9751. That's 800-685-9751. Again, 800-685-9751.
How much are you spending on your protein? Did you know that at normal cooking temperatures, you lose 50% or more of the amino acids that make up your protein? This means you're throwing away 50% of your money when eating cooked proteins, and you're burdening your organs of elimination. Proteins are vital to your health, but to get the full benefit, they must come into your bloodstream as undamaged amino acids. One World Whey is processed in a unique manner to protect the amino acids so they're easy to digest and use at the cellular level. The health benefits of undamaged whey protein are well documented. They are healing, reduced inflammation, increased levels of glutathione, detoxification, weight loss, muscle gains, more energy, and a better sense of well-being. If you want to have the energy to achieve your dreams, consider adding One World Whey to your diet. Call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back here to wrap up the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I'm Al Corlin. Appreciate you joining me. I've got Chris Temple on the line with me right now. Chris is the editor and the publisher of an organization called National Investor Publishing. You know, Chris and I have spent a fair amount of time chatting off the air about, you know, our views as to what's going on economically, politically, et cetera. And we've also talked quite a bit about our views about the really important things in life, you know, and Chris is calling the really important things in life the economic lifeboat. And I have to agree with that 100%. Chris, I want to start out this discussion by, number one, by saying I think there is a fair amount of deflection going on in the press right now to keep people's minds off of just how bad things are economically. Earlier in the week, I was reading the local daily, which is the Seattle Times. Even though we're 2 hours from Seattle, that's the only paper of any consequence that we get up here. You know, when they're talking about, they're rehashing the story of the Fast and the Furious with Halder, and we continue to get articles about gay marriage and pro-life and pro-choice, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying these issues aren't important, but they're certainly not nearly as important as economic survival. And economic survival right now is we're going to survive, but there are some very difficult things going on right now. You know, as the Wall Street Journal reported earlier in the week, you know, the Fed is warning of a significant risk to the economy. And they're saying that, you know, what we're going to do when that risk turns into a reality, you know, we're just going to throw more money at the system. Well, I guess that's okay short term. I mean, it's not, but, you know, it is what it is, you know, and that's going to keep the can bouncing down the road. But I really think that people have to really, really be concerned about what you call your economic lifeboat, Chris.
Well, absolutely. And the dirty secret now, and I think one of the reasons why they are trying to keep people's minds off things with all of these diversions and the game shows and reality shows that they keep entertaining the people with, all the bread and circuses kind of stuff,
yep,
is that all of the throwing money at these things, it really isn't getting any traction anymore.
Yeah.
I mean, you and I were talking before we got on the air about all of the different things that were supposed to happen in the month of June that were going to finally put a floor under things
yeah,
and maybe bring back some growth. Well, we had the banks bailed out in Spain, supposedly. Well, still, we don't know where specifically the money is coming from. And other countries in debt trouble, like Italy's got to borrow 22 billion euros
for its share of the Spain bank bailout, they've got to borrow that at 6% and loan it back to Spain at 3%. And they're in trouble. They're going to be the next one that needs help. So that's not working. We finally have a government in Greece, which changed nothing. They're still a debtor-in-possession country, and the EU has no choice but to relax the terms and keep propping them up so that they don't go belly up and bring everybody else in Europe down with them. Then we have the FOMC meeting where, as everybody expected, the Fed extended Operation Twist. Bernanke says, well, if things get really bad, I'll help. And the markets, you know, they kind of threw a fit, and they were declining afterward for a couple of days. So the unfortunate thing now for the policymakers is that they pretty much run out of tricks. And the public sees that, you know what, the emperor really doesn't have any clothes on. Mm-hmm. And they're realizing that even though we've had this big cyclical stock market rally for the last 3 years, they know that the Main Street economy really hasn't improved that much. It's arguably worsening anew.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got to figure out, you know, what do we do? Can we really trust the government? Does government really have the answers to get us out of this mess? And so one of the things I like to talk about from time to time, and I'm going to be doing it this summer when I update one of my more important essays I've ever written, Understanding the Game, that talks about how we got into this whole mess, how fractional reserve banking at its core works, and how it influences the markets and our investment decisions and so forth. But a part of that, when I redo it, is going to be a section called Building an Economic Lifeboat. Because regardless of what I've ever thought at any given time about any markets, even if I thought the stock market was going to do great for a while, I would always introduce a lecture to a group of people by asking them a question. If tomorrow morning you woke up and the world as we know it had ceased to exist, the ATM machines didn't work, no gas station, mm-hmm. the grocery store shelves are empty and the trucks aren't bringing any more food, what would you do? Would you be able to get by?
Yeah.
And I think that's a question that it is sensible for every person to ask themselves, not only for themselves and their family, Al, but for their whole community.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of people already who they're not gold bugs, they're not anti-government wackos, but they for years now have been preaching this in their local communities for good, positive, healthy reasons to say, you know what, we've got to band together on a local level. Running things from the top down, all these people have done is screw it up, put us underneath mountains of debt, which will never be repaid.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've got to anticipate the possibility that, as we're even seeing in the headlines now, they can't hold this thing together forever. And when the point comes that we have an economic crisis and all of a sudden the banking system is suspect and everything else, we need to be building now from the ground up at the local level an economy where people will get to know one another again, depend on one another again. And, you know, really back in the days of the Great Depression, for those in the audience who have ever studied that,
mm-hmm.
you had lots of local areas, local communities that came up with their own currency system and barter systems. They learned to be dependent on one another, and they got by
mm-hmm.
because they removed at least part of their lives from dependence on a top-down Federal Reserve Washington-dominated system that is really a creaking edifice that who knows if it's going to fall tomorrow or 10 years from now.
How can anyone realistically not say that core values, society working together, doesn't make sense? And you know what? Maybe that's what God is telling us to do right now. Because, you know, it's funny, Chris. I was sitting up the other night, and I was thinking about, you know, the wonderful situation that we're all in right now. And I thought, well, how does that affect Al and Kathy Corlin and their daughters, all three of them? The conclusion that I came to is once people realize what's really important in life, okay, core values, your family, you know, your church, if you choose to be of that philosophy, and I know that I am, and I know that you are, okay, honesty, working together, self-reliance, okay, all of that, those are the values that I think are missing today. And, you know, if you're saying, and I believe you are, that those are the values that are keeping the economic lifeboat that you're suggesting afloat, I got to tell you, my friend, I agree 1,000% with you on that.
Well, for those in our audience, if they want to get a really good example of the kind of thing that can be done in the local area, and I've sung the praises of these people for years, if you go onto the Internet and search the term Ithaca Hours, Ithaca is a town in upstate New York where I'm originally from, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
Ithaca is on the south end of Cayuga Lake, beautiful, bucolic area full of farms and vineyards and apple orchards. Cornell University has its home in Ithaca. And people back in the early 1990s, led by a visionary guy named Paul Glover, they decided, you know what, we're tired of globalization. We're tired of all this top-down stuff where the big conglomerates and corporations have put out of business all the mom-and-pop shops, the local businesses, the local farmers, and they've amassed all this power themselves. We're going to reverse that. And the way we're going to reverse that is that at least part of our economic activities, we are going to do just as a community. And we're going to do it centered around this local currency, this local script that they created called Ithaca Ours. And that's the denomination, is Ours, H-O-U-R-S. It has been phenomenally successful. You've got every possible type of business and business people and consumers there that use this. If you go to the huge farmers market that they have every weekend in Ithaca, three-quarters of the people there use this local currency, and it's great. And what's really great about it is that, number one, these people did this as to make a positive social statement, that we want to protect our local businesses, protect jobs, keep our local farmers in business.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's something that is very positive. You know, you and I have talked about our criticism of a lot of people out there who are all doom and gloom, the sky has fallen. Yeah, we know that this country needs an enema, like Jack Nicholson said when he played the Joker.
Mm-hmm.
But let's make something good about it. And one of the things that I enjoy doing is showing people through these ideas like local currencies, greater self-reliance, astute investment decisions, which we still need to make, how to regain some independence and do it in a positive way.
You know what, and I think that's what's happening. As you say, maybe this is God's way of telling us, look, get back to basics. Get back to strong moral values. Get back to strong family values, and on and on and on. Chris, that's a great point, and I really, really appreciate your comments. What a great way to end this particular weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24/7. You heard me right. Every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkyDD.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.